Gavin, defeat at the hands of Longford in the FAI Senior Cup, and you have to give full credit to your boys. You give a good crack at it today.
Absolutely brilliant. You know, the discipline they showed and the work ethic, and you know, everything about it today was right. Like, you know, and they deserve to get something out of the game. Like, you know, for pure application. So no, excellent. You can't ask for more.
Yeah, and certainly nerves on the whole occasion didn't get to the guys at all. Because when a big club comes to a smaller, you can call it an all-league club, an intermediate side, sometimes the occasion get there.
Of course.
That wasn't the case here, Gavin.
Of course. I was a wee bit nervous myself in the build-up. More, I was glad to get on the pitch, you know, in the build-up all week. But like last night we trained, we'd done a bit of set pieces, and I told them, we're not playing the occasion, we're not playing the crowd, we're not playing the media. You know, we're playing a team, 11 players, and just concentrate in your own games, boys, relax, enjoy the occasion. And they definitely did, like, there's no doubt about it.
You might have been nervous, but you had to work in that first half because you had to pull off a couple of saves. The pressure was on at stages there in the first half, Gavin.
You expect that. Like, you're playing a Premier Division club, so you do expect to be busy. You know, you'd be a fool to think otherwise. But I had a bit to do. But no, I enjoyed the game. Yeah. You know, it was enjoyable. So.
Were you content at half-time at 0-0?
Very, very happy. We set out to play the game in stages, maybe 15-minute periods, stay in the game. And then see how we go on, and hoping to go in the last 20 with an opportunity, which we had, you know, and game plan went well. Boys, as I say, done everything they were asked of, and it was an early, you know, and it was fine lines. So it was, you know, between their goals, and we hit the post and a couple of free headers.
Just before their first goal, I think it was Peter Doherty had a header which just went wide, which was very close.
It had a great chance. They probably put too much on it, like, you know, and then they went up the pitch and they got an own goal. So that's the cup, and that's cup competition, I suppose. And as I say, a fine line between going through or getting a result, you know.
And you didn't lie down after that, because big Paul McKinney had an effort which went wide after that. And then, as you said, you hit the post with the deflective shots. You didn't lie down, and you seemed to kick up another gear then after that.
We always thought, you know, if we went down at 0-0 or 1-0 down or at last 20 minutes, we will open up and give it a good goal, like, you know, and which we did. And you say Paul McKinney had a chance. I thought he put an unbelievable shift. Up front on his own, he challenged for everything. He held the ball up and had a great effort, and maybe a wee penalty shot as well. So, yeah.
Was it a penalty? I know you were the other end of the field now, but
from where I was, it looked a penalty. Yeah. I don't know.
But and then they got the second goal, and then really with 10 minutes to go, that was the game over.
I think the second goal was the big one. The first one is deflating, but we bounced back. You know, we showed good character. The second one was real. No, it was real kicking the teeth, and I think the game was gone. But we seen it out. We definitely didn't disgrace ourselves, and as I say, can't ask for more. Very proud of them.
Yeah. Very proud day for the club, playing in the last 16 of the Senior Cup. How did you find the build-up to this, Gavin, as taking over the reins from Donal O'Brien? You're the man in charge here now. What was the build-up like for you, and obviously walking the team out here today as well?
It wasn't that enjoyable, the build-up, to be honest. It was a bit hectic, and a couple of sleepless nights picking the team, because the competition for places we have here is excellent. Even picking the 18 and leaving, we've a squad of 25. They leave boys out, and then we have Malachy McDermott and Johnny Haven and Daniel Doherty-Chevy to come back in to that. We have competition for places, and that was the hardest part for me, was picking the team today. Like, we probably changed our minds four or five times in the last day or two of what the 11 and 18 were. But it's a squad game. It's going to be a long season, and they're all getting opportunities. So, yeah, I didn't enjoy the build-up. No.
Obviously, Longford are playing a lot of football, and you took the game to them today. Do you think if you had more games under your belt at this stage of the year, that it might have been more of a benefit to you?
Well, we might have a bit more on the legs, maybe in the final third, or maybe our decision making on the final pass or whatever might have been a wee bit better. But I don't know. I think we give it everything. It is an advantage, but at the end of the day, no matter when you play a League of Ireland team against an intermediate team, you know, they are going to be fitter, they are going to be stronger, they are going to be better organised. You know, and on today, there wasn't much in it. So,
finally, now you have to look forward to the new Ulster Senior League season. You're going to defend the title for a fourth year in a row, and obviously the prep for this game and what you've been doing over the last couple of weeks. Do you think that'll give you an upper hand now in the rest of the teams at the start of the year?
I hope so. I spoke to the players after the game and said, like, how well we done, how their application to training and everything was excellent, but because this game's gone, it can't drop. And we should use it as an advantage, but you just never know. Like, come this week's training, I want the same numbers, the same application. And we will do well. We're confident of doing well, like, but it'll be a tight league.
Listen, the best luck for the season. Thanks for talking to us so long,
Thank
Gavin.
You. Thanks.